Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And I am coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day from our friends at O'Reilly. Had a little fun hanging out with Paul Nanos in the last hour a little bit as I'm going over my notes, getting ready for the show. Talking with his fantastic team, too, as Paul entertained America. And at the end of his show, Paul said something very telling. Very, very telling. He says, the NBA Finals get started up again tonight. Because I'm telling you, this is like a 16-year-old's driver's test. You race through the, you go through each round of the playoffs. Then you get these big rests. You get the Warriors have 10 full days, almost 10 24-hour periods off between the last game of their conference finals and the first game of the NBA finals. And then they're in the same city. They play Thursday night. And for some ungodly reason, they take Friday and Saturday off. I've complained about it before. It really is awful. It really is awful. And by the way, for those who say, well, the NHL was playing on Saturday, here's a little memo to you. The NHL sees what dates the NBA is playing. And then the NHL makes sure that they are not playing on those dates. Because NBC hopes to make some money. Even though they don't, they lose money. The NHL hopes to make some money off of the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. So they see when the NBA is playing, and then they pick to not go up against it. So the NBA gets first choice. And to have 2 days off like this, it's just, I feel like it's stopping and starting. You're teaching a kid to drive. And anybody who's ever done that, taught a cousin or a friend to drive, and when they hit the brake, the car jerks forward. It never comes to a nice, comfortable stop. And that's one of the things that's got to change as far as the NBA's got to watch this. Because momentum-wise, and if you didn't notice, NBA ratings were down for Game 1. Now, part of that was second half of Game 1 was a bit of a snooze fest. Because Golden State just took care of business. But let's just start today with a little refresher course. And honestly, I am surprised that so many of my media brethren have fallen into the same pattern. Because that's something that I absolutely, in my career, have done the same thing from time to time. And I try not to. I try to find a way to break that cadence, if you will, and try to think differently, think a little bit differently. And I just went back to last year. And just go back to last year and how the NBA Finals began. And do you realize that the first two games of the NBA Finals, Golden State won by an average of 24 points in each game? They won the first game by 15. They won the second game by 33. An average of 24 points victory in their first two games of the NBA Finals at home. And the entire NBA community threw big shovels of dirt on LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, but mostly on LeBron. LeBron really was covered in dirt. And it's obviously a lesson that I don't think a lot of the media has learned, because this is what's going to happen. It has been trash the Cavs, praise the Warriors through the roof. And look, the Warriors are a fantastic club. They're so much fun to watch. If every one of us as a sports fan got blessed at some point to ever get to root for one of your favorite teams that was that good, that was that dominant, that put together that kind of crew, you're feeling like the angels are literally shining down on you. But let's not forget the fans of Cleveland being delivered from their 52 years of penance or whatever it was by LeBron James. And then almost by the Indians, too. but by LeBron James and his greatness. I refuse to pick up that shovel. I won't yet. And because of last year, when I came on the radio and I raised my hand and I was one of those people who thought, man, Cavs are just outclassed here. They're absolutely getting skunked. They got nothing going for them. I doubted LeBron James. I doubted the Cavs, and I'm not going to do it this year. And before you say to me, well, Kevin Durant, that's the difference. It's you can do it this year because of Kevin Durant. I've got to tell you that just last year, I thought I saw Kevin Durant come up fairly small a couple times with an opportunity to put away the Golden State Warriors. Kevin Durant, in fact, everybody forget the game six. They were up 3-1. They're up 3-1 on the Golden State Warriors. They're about to take them out. Golden State wins game five. Forces a game six in Oklahoma City. And you remember that game? Oklahoma City winning. Looks like they're going to close out the series in game six. Kevin Durant shoots 10 of 31. Him and Westbrook play El Crapo down the stretch. 6 turnovers in the last 2 minutes and 55 seconds of a closing out game. And Golden State steals a game, but they couldn't have stolen it. You know what? They stole it as if a burglar walked into your house and you tossed him the keys on the way to work. Or you left the front door open, wide open, with a sign that said free stuff. That's what happened last year. By the way, that was Kevin Durant. Until I see Kevin Durant do more of what I saw in game one. And yes, game one was wild. Game one was awesome. I loved seeing that performance. And I genuinely like watching his game. But I just refuse to follow the media narrative this year of, yeah, we're going to bury the Cavs and we're going to bury them early. I can't do it. I can't do it. Not yet. If you are involved in said conversation, you're going to have the chance to join me this morning at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS if you want to share a thought on that. I want to send out some thoughts and wishes as we begin today to at least 2 listeners. Now, I had to go back in my email file and find it. One is Jason. And another here is, I don't know if it's Tarek or Tariq. So I'm going to go Tarek or Tariq. And I'm sorry that I'm not sure of the pronunciation. But I save emails from time to time from listeners. And I will save an email because I find it intriguing, or sometimes I will go over emails from listeners. Sometimes you get a scolding email from a listener. Sometimes you get a praiseworthy email from a listener. Sometimes you get something where someone tries to offer you some insight. And if it's really, really insightful, I throw it in this email file. And I call it reset. It's a file. Like, I've got a Gmail file and it says reset on it. And if I ever need a reset of my brain or a reset of my enthusiasm or a reset of my attitude, I go back and I read some of the things that over the years listeners have told me. So you may have an email in that file. There are 78 emails in my reset file. So at any time, I can pull up one or two or three of them. And some of them are the filthiest jerks that ever listened to you on the radio. Some of them are the most refreshing people that give you some insight and say, thank you for touching me with that story, whatever. It just is a little reset to you. Always remember, I sit in a room in Atlanta. Anthony's in New York. My crew's up there in New York, so I'm in Atlanta in a room. I'm the only person that walks into my giant tower of a building in the morning. I'm the only car in the parking lot. And so a lot of times you're sitting in a room with a microphone and you're just talking to people. And you don't realize who's listening. You don't realize who you're connecting with. And I have 2 emails in that file from guys who listen in London. And my wife has always wanted to go to London. And last night, of course, there were the terror attacks in London. And my wife's been to London before we were married, but she always wants to go to London with me and our daughter and take us. And I watch her watching the news last night. When we come back, we go to church, we go to dinner. It's our Saturday night routine. Go to Saturday Mass, go to dinner as a family. And dinner was lousy last night, by the way. Don't let your 13-year-old pick. Just saying. It was a lousy dinner last night. But it was where she wanted to go. And we come home to news of the London terror attacks. And I watch my wife, who is a very tough girl. She's strong. She's tough. And I watch her get tears in her eyes looking at London. And I think there are guys that listen on apps on the web that want to connect to American sports, and they're over there and they're Americans over there. And I don't know if these guys are listening today, but if they are, if anybody's listening in London, we're thinking of you. We feel for you. And watching my wife last night just go, I'm never going to, she says, I'm never going to be able to take my daughter to London. And I'm like, well, we can't live our lives that way. And she just says, I can't right now. I can't while all this is going on. I couldn't in my, she says, if you and I wanted to go, that's different. But for her, I can't do it. And for those of you in London and for all the victims of the terror attacks last night, thoughts and prayers with you. And your families, and if you have family over there or loved ones over there, we're thinking of you today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.